Wannabe homeowners are locking up their lives to try to increase their chances of getting a mortgage. Banks are now tougher to convince, with potential mortgage applicants having to reveal more about their lives, the spending habits, even medical costs. Many have done this in response to recent lending law changes that targeted loan sharks, but has ended up affecting everyone wanting a loan. The Council of Financial Regulators is investigating whether recent changes have been implemented as intended. Now, some names in this story have been changed for privacy reasons, so the story doesn't influence their chance of them being approved for a loan. Jake McKee reports.
Amelia, which isn't her real name, and her husband are picking apart their spending in hopes of being able to buy a home this year. They only became aware of changes to lending rules through the CCCFA shortly before they kicked in December. Now they're worried about what could trip them up. For Amelia, that includes concern about her ability to regularly see a therapist for her mental health.
The fact that I, as a person, have to think, should I get therapy or should I get a house? I think that's really problematic.
There's an overarching umbrella of confusion. Amelia doesn't think the CCCFA rules are clear or easy to understand as a consumer.
It just feels like you can't have any extraneous joy in your life that is surplus to needs from the bank's eyes. So you should just live this life of you work, you go to the grocery store, you make your food, you never go out to eat, you don't see your friends, and you just sit in your house until you can buy a house.
Jared, which also isn't his real name, has similar feelings. He and his wife purchased a new house off the plans about a year ago and were pre-approved a home loan, which has since been renewed every few months. But he says they had to redo the whole process once the rules changed.
And then gave us quite a vague email and says, oh yeah, we'll do it again just before you settle, but it should be okay. And it sort of didn't give us too much reassurance as to, oh well, you know, we've started this build now. And it's like almost finished. And how do we know that we have the firm word from the bank that they're actually going to give us the mortgage?
Jared thinks the new rules are stormy waters for consumers, especially because he's previously had a mortgage which the bank had no issues with.
Which is the scary thing, really, when you're, you know, staring down the barrel of having a $600,000-$700,000 mortgage and not knowing what the bank is going to say at the end.
Financial Advice New Zealand Chief Executive Katrina Shanks says the CCCFA rules don't allow banks discretion and don't align with real life. She doesn't think having clean expenditure for 3 months protects vulnerable consumers like the changes intended.
And that is the unintended consequence. I never think it was, no one thought it was designed to reach so far into someone's personal life and determine that because you have a committed expenditure for now to go and see a therapist or to go and see a doctor, that would hold you back from being able to obtain credit.
Katrina Shanks says banks need more discretion, otherwise things are going to get very stressful for the consumer, particularly those building a home like Jared. RNZ approached all of New Zealand's major banks for comment. Westpac suggested we speak to the Bankers Association, and ASB and BNZ didn't respond by deadline. Kiwi Bank and ANZ both recognise things are more intense than they used to be, but say they're just following the rules.